すぎるよ、シンジ君。
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I'm back with another video. Obviously, this isn't Grimm's Hentai Corner, it's Grimm's Visual Novel Corner, and we're gonna get a good intro for that shortly. But yeah, Halloween's over, so let's not play that game and do Halloween Corner. We are still doing Sakura no Mori Dreamers because we're so damn far into it, I don't feel we should quit. And people are still watching it, especially on BitChute, which seems to be my biggest audience for this one, by the way. Don't know why, but that's what I'm getting. Anyway, let's go ahead and continue and see where the game takes us. Oh, by the way, before we even get started, spinningrobotpussy.com, you can go grab that today if you want it for your doll here. Well, here on my bed there, watching. She watches sometimes. I set her up and get her ready. She's wearing her Thought Patrol shirt, which you can get from the MGTOWN podcast, which you should definitely check out. And also, I've got an Ashara mouse pad. That's Raging Golden Eagle's Blade Devil. And it is a really nice mouse pad, guys. It's just as good as the one I got from Wish. Really good quality. I'd say it's actually nicer than what I got from Wish. This is professional. It looks really nice. The artwork is really good. Ashara, of course, she's got her blue and like an orangish eye. Just really well done. It's a booby mouse pad. And remember, the boobies are really good for your wrist. Because I do a lot of this stuff, and you definitely need to keep your wrist in check. Because you will have really bad carpal tunnel if you're not. So yeah, you can get one of those at the Indiegogo for Blade Devil. It's actually one of those little perks. You can order it just because. It's not one of those things where you have to buy the comic. It's just like, oh, you want a mouse pad? Here, you can buy a mouse pad. So I got one, and I like them. There's also one with big boobs, like really bigger boobs, but the issue with that one, I didn't like that character. Like, I mean, not my thing. So I definitely wanted one with Ashara, so I got the Ashara one. But you can get both. There's two of them. I think there's another one. I think there's booty mouse pads, too, for you guys that like your backstory, you know. Those are available as well. So check those out at the Indiegogo. They're not that expensive. They're about what you'd expect to pay for a quality product. At any rate, let's get going. Amazing. You're amazing, Shinji. I have no words. It's amazing. You keep repeating that over and over, like a Hyaku Man Goku steam bun. I don't even know if I pronounced that right. Huh? What? Steam buns? You don't know? It's a famous dish in Saitama that tastes better than it should. As for the story about it, blah, it's no use telling it to you anyway. Chief! Chief, I suddenly feel like eating steamed buns. You're free to buy some with your allowance. Hold on, guys, let me see something. Yes! Ha! I'll die if I don't eat a steam bun today. You really like sweet things, don't you? I sometimes question if you're really a man. The hell you're blushing for? That said, I saw you on TV too. Though they didn't really show your face. Is what Hide is saying true? You hypnotized the culprit into taking care of the bomb? Yeah, more or less. The rumors kept changing and evolving over time. Currently, I'd become a hypnotist. The chief put down the newspaper for the first time in who knows how long. That is pretty incredible. Shinji, would you like to work as an assistant for my office? Oh, so we're finally expanding. I knew that was coming. I'll have to fire you in exchange, though. No way! I'm not interested in working just yet, for now. Well, you could join us after you graduate. I'd welcome you as an intern. I smiled and shook my head. It didn't seem like the chief was particularly serious either as he quickly returned to his newspaper. You're another step closer to becoming a hero. No, maybe not even that. You're already one, Shinji, at least in the eyes of the people. I didn't answer. We've been through this a million times already. Huh? A hero? Yes, Shinji has powers that are beyond normal men, so he had the potential to become a hero for a while now. You're talking about your anime, or was it games, again? The chief remained skeptical about my activities, though his quick reaction to the word hero was a bit peculiar. He put down the newspaper again and looked me in the face. Just don't let this get to your head. What do you mean? Don't risk your life thinking you're a hero or something. You'll be a laughing stock if you only end up getting hurt. Right. Heroes don't need to worry about little things like that. Ha, we live in the real world. Hide made a face but quickly broke back into a smile and turned to me. I've been cheering for you since day one. Thanks. You can cheer for whoever you want, but make sure you do your job as well. You wouldn't want your position to suddenly get snatched by some promising youth. No way! Well, it'll only be fate if that happens. Hide turned to me with a peaceful smile. I'll have you keep your promise, Shinji. Huh? A promise? Don't tell me you borrowed money from this bugger. No, I still need to do my homework today. I think I should be on my way. Alright. Goodbye. Phew! I sometimes still slipped out in general conversation. Hide kept bringing it up. At relatively steady intervals. In other words, the promise between us was still valid. I'll be taking the attendance then. Aizawa, absent again. Though it was purely subjective, with Tono and Aizawa gone, the classroom felt a lot bigger than before. We weren't exactly friends with Aizawa, and I never even spoke to Tono, but it still instilled me with an odd sense of loneliness to have people disappear like that. Everyone in class thought they were merely skipping school, and because of that, both of them quickly faded from everyone's memories. Yeah. It became normal for them not to be around. It was probably one of the more peaceful means of losing a loved one, but with there being no body, the vain hope of them coming back would never completely disappear. As such, I felt that it was our duty not to forget about them, about what happened to them. Their son has suddenly disappeared. They're in for a long fight between vain hope and despair. I truly feel sorry for them. People could recover by coming to terms with the change. That was how it worked for me in the case of my parents. I changed my surname and joined a new family. I accepted my new life. But as for Monica...
Panda.
Here.
Tsukigami.
Sukuna's lips curled up as he noticed my gaze and met my eyes. Here. The media was all over our school for a few days, but then they too seemed to lose interest and vanished. Time moved fast in modern society, but only for those not directly concerned. They're here again. You've really become like a star, Fukugami. A bunch of students had gathered in front of our class and kept peeking inside. They successfully made simple actions like going to the bathroom, a chore for me. Huh. I didn't mind those that just wanted to talk to me, but most of them kept asking me to teach them hypnosis. I, of course, refused. They had yet to replace the windows in the classroom where it happened, so the students that happened to sit next to it were forced to have class exposed to the elements. I suppose that was one change that they wouldn't easily come to accept. The school ended by lunch on Saturdays. Kirito approached me as I was preparing to leave. With the task at hand solved for the time being, I thought it'd be nice if we could all go to Trattoria and let our hair down for a change. That's a good idea. Okay, we'll be waiting in front of the gate. I sent a message to Hatsune and left the classroom. Fukugami! Senpai! And instantly I was surrounded. It didn't seem like they had any business with me as they just smiled with nothing to say. I gave them an awkward courtesy smile in return and slipped out of the circle. As I walked along the corridor, I suddenly remembered something Kirito's grandfather had told me. And this is strictly a secret venture, so you can't expect fame or glory either. Those were definitely his words. And yet here I was, somehow the center of the attention. Our center of attention, rather, folks. Nobody knew about Sakura Nomori Dreamers because we mainly acted in dreams, but Katsuragi didn't stick to that and made such a mess in reality that it shook not only our school but our community as a whole. We were definitely stronger in dreams. We were merely humans like everybody else in reality. I eventually made my way to the school gate. Everyone was already waiting for me there. Seeing their faces relieved me for some reason, and I hurried to their side. This is getting pretty bonkers. Arisuka turned around as we left. I noticed that the people in my class were going somewhere during breaks, but I didn't think it was for this. It's the same in my class, too. All the older girls are talking about you as that pretty boy, Shinji. They're not that much older. We're just 1 year apart. It's the same in our class, too. Why the sigh? She says, She's worried about him as his little sister. The guys are impressed and talking about him, but most of the attention he's getting is coming from girls. Hatsune gives us an embarrassed, guilty smile. I hope it passes soon. Does it bother you to have people following you around? It does, but the whole thing that transpired was no laughing matter, so I don't know. Yeah, it truly is a miracle that no one got hurt. Except for your nosebleed. Thanks for the handkerchief, I said to everyone. You were bleeding really hard, so I thought I'd leave stains, but I haven't found any. You must have really washed it with care. No, I had four of them, so... Everyone's so weird. You obviously only needed one.
それを自分も反発を押し付けていたあなたが言わないでよね?
How can you say that when you were literally shoving your handkerchief into his hands yourself? Trattoria Sakura no Mori was quite popular ever since it opened. We were lucky to find an open table when we arrived. It looks really popular, maybe even more so than before. Yeah, it's both cheap and delicious. I've been coming here every other day myself. I don't know if we should celebrate the reason it got so cheap, though. Yeah. We assumed that the rent for the building was extra cheap since it was involved in some incidents. It was strange to see the once miasma-filled interior look so bright and chipper. I wish Bodox got expelled from our entire town just like that, too. Still, our latest mission really nearly gave me a heart attack. We were just watching from the corridor, but you got possessed by a Bodok too, right? Your quick thinking saved both you and everyone else, but... Are you sure you're okay with that? What do you mean? I mean, do you really want to continue Sakura no Mori Dreamers like this? Everyone regarded me with a serious look in their eyes. Hatsune in particular seemed to be almost glaring. I was thinking about that too. I'm attracting attention in school right now, which also proves that the danger has spilled over from dreams to reality. It's still dangerous to fight in dreams. They affect you later in weird ways in reality, and Kirito has even died once. But danger in reality has a completely different meaning. Are you saying you want to quit? No, not at all. I received two completely different reactions. The members of Sakura no Mori Dreamers let out a sigh of relief, while Hatsune despondently lowered her gaze. I'm sorry for making you worry even further, Hatsune. I never told you about it before, but I think I should reveal my real reason for being so hung up on this. The reason I want to continue as a member of Sakura no Mori Dreamers... I thought you said it was your sense of justice pushing you to. I responded with a dark smile. I'm hardly that righteous of a person. Well, I guess it's partly that too, a rightful indignation at those messing with our world, I suppose. Looking into Tono didn't have anything to do with my main reason, after all. I'm after the Joker. Ah, it's the name of a serial killer that's lurking in this town. A serial killer? I didn't realize we were connected when you showed me his video. You're connected. But I found out his identity when I ran into him in that mansion with Irisuka. What? You know his identity? Kirito regarded me with widened eyes. Ah, sorry, that's not what I meant. I don't know who he is, but he's someone I've been after for many years now. You could cut the tension in the air with a knife. I didn't intend to do it, but I ended up making it sound like some sort of mystery. Well, I suppose that was my proof. Well, I suppose that was proof my behavior wasn't exactly normal by itself. The Joker killed my girlfriend a few years ago. What? You mean Madoka? Yes. You mentioned that I was unusually perceptive before. Well, that's because her ghost is always with me. She's perceptive and quick on her feet, so she saved me countless times already. Not sure if ghosts can be quick on their feet, but you get the point. What? Is she here right now? Is Monica here? Hatsune looked all around. No, not the moment. She's in her ribbon right now. Ah, is that the one that's always on your desk? Yes, Monica can't move away from it. That's why I'm always carrying it around. The waitress brought our food, and just at that moment, we had to pause. I felt bad for ruining a post-mission celebration with a depressing story. Kirito finally opened her mouth as we finished eating in silence. Are you saying that your resolve is even stronger now that you ran into the Joker? I'm not sure if I'd go as far as to say that, but... Anyway, I just wanted you all to know that my motivation is hardly any lofty sense of justice. I don't understand why you thought you'd find him with us, though. When he killed my girlfriend, Madoka, he was still a normal human being. The police investigated his murder. You get what that means, right? Yes. He may have even been human then, but it's unlikely he's remained as one. If anything, someone like that would be among the first Bodoks... What? If anything, someone like that would be among the first Bodoks would want to possess. Ah. Kirito finally nodded. Basically, I thought that acting with you might eventually lead me to Monica's murderer. I'm sorry for hiding it. Kirito, seemingly unable to come up with anything to say, ran her finger against the edge of her cup. But when she finally raised her face, there was a gentle smile on it. No, you've got nothing to apologize for. As I said from the beginning, all I wanted was a comrade to help me in need. And I'm glad from the bottom of my heart that it was you who joined me. Thanks. Yeah, whatever your motivation, we've got no right to complain about someone who's helping us. That sounds pretty convincing coming from you. What? Why? You rejoined us because you wanted to repay your debt to him. Was that how it went down? We're not talking about me right now. That said, I'm kind of worried. We've just discussed how dangerous our activities are. But the Joker is someone you're after too, aren't you? That's true, but... I couldn't deny her words. The Joker has killed a whole bunch of people already. You'd probably have to try pretty hard to find someone more dangerous than him in this whole world. And I was trying to get involved with him out of my own volition. Shinji? Hatsune, who was silent this entire time, finally opened her mouth. What are you planning to do once you find him? Hearing what you said made me wonder if you might know more than even the police. I mean, if you got Madoka with you, you could join Garota's detective agency with reasoning abilities like that, Hatsune. She didn't even smile at my attempt to lighten the mood. But then the police wouldn't believe you if you tried telling them about something like Sakura Nomori Dreamers. So I bet you're thinking that Monica's murderer cannot be punished by law. That was where this train of thought naturally led. But the bastard that killed Monica had to be made to pay for his sins. That was how I felt. Shinji. Hatsune clutched the edge of the table and leaned forward. What are you planning to do once you find him? I don't know. That was a complete lie. I didn't know what I'd do once I found the killer. I didn't know what I'd do once I found the killer myself. Hold on. Hold on. Yeah, that wasn't a complete lie. Yeah, because he didn't know what he'd do. I'd assume he'd kill him. She leaned back and continued in a calmer voice. I don't think that's something you should be doing. I don't agree. Her tone sounded harder than I'd ever heard. I'm sorry, Hatsune. But all I can do was apologize. Or all I could do was apologize, rather. Hatsune had some business around the station, so I came back alone. Whether that was true or not, it may have been a good idea to spend some time apart. I understand how she felt, and I was grateful for her concern, but my obsession ran too deep to do anything about it. You finally told them about me. As I thought, though hidden, Monica was listening to everything we said. I didn't think that was necessary, personally. Why? Well, I guess it's still okay given how they are. Huh? That said, I agree with Kureha and Hatsune that you should try to avoid putting yourself in danger, if it can be helped. Unfortunately, it doesn't always work that way. I replied almost instantly. I finally found him. There's no way I can give up at this point. I guess so, but... Realizing it was useless, Monica changed the subject. I mean, I'm not sure we can say we found him exactly. I mean, we haven't even seen his face. You didn't see him either, did you? You were too busy dodging that hatchet. Yeah. But you managed to control yourself since Mifuyu was with you. I really respect you for that. We might have failed to see his face, but I confirmed one of the characteristics with my own ears. Yeah, that laugh. It sounded just like that back then. A laugh that sounded like sobbing and kept breaking up but never ending. That definitely was a lot like how Tsukada laughed. Or Tsukada. Yeah, Tsukada, not Tsukada. But Tsukada, yeah, you know, I'm going with the theory that he's not actually the fucking killer, but they're trying to make you think he is. Mr. Tsukada, he's pretty weird too, but I wouldn't go accusing him of being a murderer just because of that. Now that I analyze the situation calmly, maybe we hadn't really gotten as far as we thought. I had my eyes on Tsukada to begin with, but I had no proof or anything. Maybe I should investigate him more seriously. I murmured soundlessly to myself. That said, I didn't know if I was up for that kind of detective-like task. And as rude as it sounded, I wasn't sure if I could trust Garota's detective agency either. Not to mention I had the gnawing suspicion that they'd overcharge me. Anyway, just make sure not to do anything that'll make others sad, okay? Yeah, I'll do my best. Monica disappeared. I let out a sigh and walked inside. She didn't really have any errands in town, but Hatsune nonetheless accompanied everyone to the station. She wanted to put some distance between herself and Shinji for the time being. That sure caught me off guard. I never guessed his girlfriend got killed. The grandpa did say that there was a shadow over him or something. That's really sad. Shinji changed after Madoka passed away. In fact, he pretty much turned into a different person. But she didn't say that. Today was news to me too, but... I knew that Madoka took most of the space in his heart, even after her death. Hatsune hardly made a smile as everyone looked at her. Her tone and expression might have been a bit too morose just for just a little sister. Look at that, make sure there wasn't anything else. Okay. I feel sorry for him. He's been suffering over Monica's death for years. Did she sound too cold now? Panic started rising in her stomach, but the others didn't seem to have been paying too much attention. So the Joker killed this Madoka girl. Looking at Moriyasu and Katsuragi, it seems that your behavior varies greatly depending on your willpower after you get possessed. An evil kind of willpower in this case, I suppose. And this Joker has been killing people for over 3 or 4 years right now? He's probably on a completely different level than even Katsuragi. Yeah, I don't doubt he'd be our strongest opponent yet. Ah, damn. I didn't know Fukugami had a girlfriend. Well, I guess it shouldn't be surprised. What's wrong with that? Huh? I'm not saying it's wrong. Well, there's no point worrying about the past. That's what you wanted to say too, isn't it, Hatsune? Yes. I've lost my little brother too, so I understand how he feels, but you can't let it hold you back forever. So I think he should begin looking for a new love once he feels he's ready for it. Yeah, I was just thinking that I wanted a boyfriend lately. Why the hell are you making it sound like you're the one he'd go out with? Huh? Oh, did it really sound that way? I seriously refuse to believe that you lack that much self-awareness. No, I mean it. It's weird to say it myself, but I'm kind of behind on these kinds of things. Everything I know about them comes from shoujo manga, too. You're not the only one who wants a boyfriend. I want one too. Why don't you look for one in the arts club? LOL? What about you then? There's a lot of guys practicing kendo in your place. Not them. Don't forget me. I'm quite fond of Shinji, too. I see. But it'd probably be a bit difficult for that at the moment. Because you've got exams? I'm not talking about myself. It looked like he's not ready yet, at least from what I've seen today. Yeah. Are you gonna use the bus too, Hatsune? Ah, no, I just needed to go to a store at the station. I'll be going there then. Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See you around. Not only did three rivals appear at the same time, all of them are so much more impressive than me. They're fighting! On Sunday, I headed to the mansion from the other day with Marika. What are you expecting to find there? Nothing really. I just thought to look around. You can never know what you might accidentally find. You can never know what you might accidentally chance upon. You're sounding like a detective. I guess. Is that a problem? It's dangerous. What if the Joker is there again? I would have liked that. I wouldn't have to hold back if I was alone. Marika gave me a frustrated look as she realized what I was thinking. Like last time, there was no one in the area. I placed my bike on the ground and entered the orchard on foot. According to Arisaka, they were abandoned for the most part. I could spot neither workers nor random passers-by anywhere. It felt like a pit from hell back then, but now it looked just like any other abandoned house. Bright sun and blue skies certainly did wonders to dispel the horror-like atmosphere. Plus, the place wasn't swarming with Bodoks. It looks like they really went over the place. I stared at the floor. Before it was covered in a thick layer of dust, and now it was mostly clean. The destroyed wardrobe proved that at least something had happened to the The destroyed wardrobe proved that at least something had happened to the police. But all of the most important evidence had disappeared. Even that desk is gone. There's nothing to investigate without it. And the wardrobe too might as well have looked like that from the beginning to the police. Okay. I spent about an hour looking around the building, but found nothing. I suppose that's not surprising. The police have already been through the place, and they have far more experience with such investigations as well as greater numbers. Let's go home already. Yeah. Though I absentmindedly answered her, I couldn't help but secretly yearn for something to happen. Though the front door might suddenly open, and I'd hear the same creepy laugh again. However, I left the orchards without meeting the Joker or anyone else that day. Are you going to school? You weren't in any clubs last time I checked. I thought of something. Marika regarded me with a puzzled look as I changed into my uniform. Most of the students attended club but even over the weekend, so nobody would be suspicious of me as long as I wore that. And there weren't any teachers there besides school supervisors right now. The teacher's room was most likely empty, and I had business there. I knocked on the door just in case. What are you doing? Just something I thought of. This again? I waited for a while, but received no response or heard any sound from inside for that matter. Then I placed my hands on the doorknob and tried pulling on the sliding doors. They didn't move. It's locked. Obviously, the room was probably filled with documents that had to be kept away from prying student eyes. I sighed and left. It seems like this was a waste of time. I wanted to look for Tsukuda's address. No one usually knows where our teachers lived.
Huh?
His address? I don't think I've been taking his situation seriously enough. Hold on, folks. I may have to, I hate to have to do this, but sometimes you do have to do it. I don't think I've been taking his situation seriously enough. I've been letting a prime suspect just hang around in front of my eyes without doing anything. Ed, don't tell me you're planning to break into his home. Oh, whoops. I am. Shinji, are you out of your mind? Monika considered me with an exasperated look. I couldn't blame her. I was seriously considering committing a crime. What else am I supposed to do? I kept an eye on him in school for over a year, and that led me nowhere until now. He even mistook my attention for affection or something, and now keeps pestering me. Not that it really matters, but still. In any case, the school's his workplace as far as he's concerned, so he's obviously conscious of everyone's eyes in there. He won't reveal anything suspicious, even if he's in fact the Joker. That's true, but he's single and lives on his own. I've heard some girls talking about that before. Though it depends on the house, I think I should be able to get in. You're gonna get expelled if he catches you, though. I'm prepared for that. How do you think Miss Miyako and Hatsune will feel about it? I'm prepared for that. The second one didn't sound very convincing, even to myself. But I wasn't about to step down now. And it's not like it's guaranteed I'll be caught. I guess so. And I've got a dependable ally, too. Huh? Are you planning to make someone for Sakura and Mori Dreamers help you? No way. I can't force them to commit a crime for my sake. I stared at her. You're talking about me? I guess I've got no choice. You won't listen if I try to stop you, so I might as well cooperate and lower the chances of you screwing up at least. Thanks. Monika shook her head. Just be aware of this. I'm cooperating not for my sake, but for yours. What? I can see you won't be able to move forward until this thing is taken care of, so I'll help as much as I can, so one day you can finally put it behind you. I appreciate it. In the end, I figured that Chief Kuroda would probably be better at finding addresses than me. Welcome. Oh, it's unusual to see you at this time of day. Are you free right now? I hope you're not trying to be cute with me, kid. No. You can tell from looking, no doubt. He snorted and tossed the newspaper aside. I came looking for you today. I told him about my plan. You want me to tail a teacher? Just what are you thinking, kid? Well, fine. It's not the business of the detective to question their employers. You just want me to find out his address? Yes. That won't be difficult. How much would that cost? Let me think about it. Chief Kuroda looked up at the ceiling with an unsettling smile.
まだ学生で、ヒデの知り合いでもある。大負けに負けて勉強してやるよ。
Well, you're still a student, and Hide's friend on top of that. I'll make it a price you can afford. How about this? He stuck out his palm with all of his fingers up to me. 5,000 yen? Are you kidding me? I meant 50,000. Is what I'd like to say, but I can give it to you for 5,000, kid. That's great. I took out my wallet right away, but that made the chief frown for some reason. You're really into this, aren't you? Well, fine. He took my money and printed out a receipt. Nah, just don't misunderstand. This is just one day's pay. If, for example... This Tsukuda stays at a woman's place and doesn't return home for the whole day. I'll have to charge you again. Alright. And I need a picture of him or something. I brought it with me. It's a bit small since it's a picture of our whole class. Let me see it. He looked at the picture for a while and finally nodded. This bloke's pretty nice on the eyes. I bet he's popular among girls. He is, as far as I'm aware. You said he's a bachelor? I wouldn't be surprised if he had a woman or two with that mug, but... I didn't think of that possibility. It'd suck if I have to pay again for a stupid reason like that. I'll look into him tomorrow. I'll give you a call before the end of the day whether I find out anything or not. Thank you. I stood up. You better not forget it and wander off somewhere again, you hear me? Okay. You really ended up hiring him. Monica gave me a mixed smile. I just hope this works out. I have absolutely no idea if I can trust him to do this job or not. I think it's going to be alright. I don't think even he could take the embarrassment of telling you he lost him after having acted so confident just now. I left the classroom with my lunchbox in hand, ready to be surrounded as usual, but this time Hatsune appeared in the crowd. Huh? What are you doing here? Tono-sama keeps asking me to introduce you. Who? Hello, my name's Tonosawa Arisa. Nice to meet you. Or Arisa. Huh? What's up? I've heard all about it. You're the hero who saved our school. How in the world does she do that every morning? Look at all the little pins. There's one here, 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 here. Man, I bet it would take fucking 20, 30 minutes to put a pin in every strand of hair like that. I've heard all about it. You're the hero who saved our school. I wanted to see you up close. Okay? Oh, she's certainly an assertive girl if I ever saw one. Indeed, this was the first time I approached so straightforwardly. Although an underclassman, she regarded me with a fearless smile. Would it be okay to eat lunch together? The three of us, I mean. I guess I don't mind. Hatsune seemed a bit out of her element, but not exactly bothered or dissatisfied. And so I walked along the corridor, urged by my young underclassmen. Given the scale of the blast, Katsuragi must have used actual explosives instead of makeshift fireworks. At first I thought he simply bought a bunch of fireworks and mixed them together. But that'd be nothing more than a mere prank. I assumed such because we could barely hear the explosion from our classroom. I've heard later that the blast was on a completely different level than I'd envisioned. I wonder if it was an ANFO. That's the easiest one to prepare if you're an amateur. Anyone can get their hands on ammonium nitrate pretty easily. Damn, she knows a lot about fucking explosives. I'd stay away from that one. You seem to know a lot about this. Really? I think it's just common knowledge. That was one thing it definitely wasn't. Have we met somewhere before? Do I look familiar? I nodded. That wasn't so strange for students of the same school, but I didn't even remember the faces of most of my classmates, so... I've been on TV a bunch of times. TV! Ah! I finally remembered. I heard some people gossiping about it during the first semester. Apparently some prodigy that appeared on TV had enrolled to our school. She wasn't like a table tennis prodigy or something, but rather actual brains. Now that I thought about it, her name might have been Tonosawa. You have a homemade lunch? That's nice. I have to buy mine at the convenience store. Is your mom busy? Ah, look over there. That's a good spot. We sat down on the bench with me somehow ending up in the center. Wow, it looks so good. You want some? Oh no, I didn't mean to imply I wanted to try your food. Tonosawa chuckled a bit embarrassed. It's not like she's busy, but Mother doesn't do that kind of stuff much. Is that how you always refer to your mom? She's not my real mom, so... We turned to Tonosawa, surprised. But she regarded us with a cheerful face. It's not just my IQ that got me on TV. My parents passed away in a fire, and that kind of sob story was exactly what the network was after. It was a depressing incident, but it led me to Mother and Father. I see. I almost told her about my own history, but I stopped myself. It wasn't the kind of story to tell to a girl you were meeting for the first time. Tonosawa continued to talk about various topics while Hatsune and I mostly nodded. Anyway, thanks for today. I had lots of fun. I gave a light nod and parted from the two. Your brother doesn't talk much. I tried throwing all sorts of topics at him, but he doesn't seem to react to anything at all. Yeah, I think he's more of the silent type. Well, I guess it's not like there's no way to deal with that. Deal with it? What do you mean? Don't mind me.
Fukigami-san's Ooh. Ooh, pardon.
Mm. In any case, your brother is quite wonderful, to be honest. He's smart, dashing, and handsome on top of it. I wish I had a brother like that. That girl spent most of the time talking to herself. Yeah. You've grown closer to another cute girl. Aren't you glad, Shinji? I silently shrugged my shoulders.
Oh, hold on a minute.
It's a chair. There we are. Hello? It's me. I found Tsukuda's address. Ah, thank you very much. Hey, you don't need to thank me. I'm just doing my job. Anyway, you got some paper handy? Give me a moment. Okay, I'm ready. I understand. Ah, there's one thing I've been meaning to ask you. What? Did Tsukuda go straight home after school yesterday? Yeah, he didn't visit any women or stop anywhere for dinner. All he did was hit up a convenience store on his way back. Definitely not one of my harder trails. Or tails, whatever. I see. Are you disappointed? No. I gave him a vague answer and finished the conversation. It was important to check out his house, but it wasn't like the Joker mainly acted from home or something. There might not be any proof of a crime, but it was possible to at least witness the crime like it happened with Aizawa. That was one of the reasons why I asked him for more. Did you learn Mr. Tsukuda's address? I nodded. I guess that's what I should have expected from an extramarital affairs investigator. Telling people is probably what he does most of the time, when he works. I see. Monika didn't seem to be too excited about his findings. Hmm? You found out his address pretty easily. Well, I guess a thing like that was only a matter of time anyway. You're still against me looking into him? Of course, we're not talking about dreams this time. Wait, didn't Mahoro say she could ask people things in their dreams? Hmm, but it's my private investigation. You don't need to be so timid. It's not like you're asking her to break into his house together. I guess so. There was so little proof that I never dared to even voice my suspicions of Tsukuda. But it was finally time to act. I should use any help I could get. I guess I can at least try suggesting it. Yep. I left my room and headed to where we kept my road bike. You're going out cycling at this hour? No, I figured I might as well check it out right away. Wait, what about what we just talked about? I'll just take a look from outside. I won't go in today. You've got no patience at all. I know, but I don't think I'll be able to sit quietly for the rest of the evening. Well, alright, but at least try to disguise yourself or something. It'll make things harder later if he spots you. Got it. Tsukuda lived a few stations away from me. It was great to have a road bike at a time like this. I parked a bit away from the area and approached the apartment in question. It looks like a place a bachelor would live, definitely. It's more shabby than I thought. At least it looks that way. How much do teachers get paid anyway? I've got no idea. I never thought about it, but his apartment was pretty awful if that was the most he could afford from such a demanding job that he seemed to take very seriously. In any case, it was perfect for me. I doubt this building would have a security system. His room was the last one on the second floor. I looked up at the building. The lights were on in the room in question. You promised you'd ask Mahoro first. I know. I spent a few more minutes lingering there before finally walking away. And with that, we're done for this one. I know there hasn't been any action or anything like that, but it seems like they're slowly building up to something. I don't know what they're going to find with Tsukuda, but I don't think it's going to be much. It would really surprise me if he was Joker, because he just doesn't seem like the kind of person I would expect, but then again, he might be. I'm just not buying it. I'm not thinking Tsukuda's Joker. I just don't see that happening. They look similar, and they laugh similar, but that doesn't always mean one is the other. So, we'll find out more, I guess, later on, you guys. And this will be the Grimlord, and I am out of here. Later.